Today's daf is Menachas daf Kuf Beis, and we are on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. We're on the last line, and we can start right then. Just one other ha'ara that I wanted to mention relating to yesterday's daf before we start today's daf of Kuf Beis. Yesterday we discussed the Brisa, the Tosefta from Maseches Uksin that was brought up regarding the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said that Tumas Ochlin, as we'll see in the Rambam soon in Sefer Tara, when he talks about Tumas Ochlin, Rabbi Shimon's Shita is that if, when something is Asur Bahana, so then it is not Mitame Tumas Ochlin. Right? There is a question in the Girsa whether the Gemara is talking about Mitame or Mitame, whether it's becoming Tame or being Mitame other items. We'll go with the Mitame, which is the way that Rashi seems to say on the Sukkah. But either way, Tosfos asks in Masechta Sota on Daf Chafhei, some of the items on the list of this Tosefta have a Chiyuv Sreifa. And if they have a Chiyuv Sreifa, like Kilei HaKerem, have to be burned, so then why is there any discussion of a Tumas Ochlin possibility, right? There's no shear. There's no shear for these items. Kala omid lisrof kesarif dami. Like we said, yesterday's daf in the middle, or today's daf, we'll get to it. Kala omid lisrof kesarif dami, and we mentioned that yesterday also, and you know, all the sugyas that relate to future events, future destinies impacting present status. So why is there any discussion of the shear? And Rav Shimon held that, oh, if it ever had a shasa kosher, then it will be Matami Tumas Ochlin. And if it never had a shasa kosher, then it won't be Matami Tumas Ochlin. But if something has a chiyuv sreifa, doesn't that mean, right, Arla, Kilei HaKerem, and all those are Matame Tumas Ochlin, according to the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Shimon says, not Matame, but it depends on Shasa Kosher or not. But says Tosfos, isn't this just Kol Omid Lisrof, and there is no Shear? So Tosfos points out there in Sota Daf Chaf Hamabes that it's not so Pashit when we say Kol HaOmid. Not all of the principles are exactly the same idea, even though they all have to do with future impact, future events having present impact, but it's not exactly the same. The Gemara there in Sota is talking about the Machlokas Mishra B'Silel about Kol HaOmid Ligvos Kegavi Dami or not. When something is collectible, is a shtar considered Kilu, it's collected already, which is a very important discussion for Sota, for Prizbal, for others. But Tosfos says there, Hacha Lo Shaicha Kalhani Plugta Derimei Rabbanan Depligi Beperka Shoel to Kol HaOmid Livzor Kebatzor Dami Ube Plugta Derim Shuvi Gamli Over Rebbe Perka Medes Sanhedrin, Uperka Sholech to call Omi Ligzos. Ube plukta de Rabbi Shimon Verabban and Beperka Menachas Fanis Sachim, call Omi Lizor Kazarak Dami. Vechain Liftos, Velisrof, Delav Bechada Mechisa Nachis Luhu. Says Tosfos, they're not all exactly the same. You get hold of one without a holding of the other one. Dahacha Kuli Amamoda, Da Amrina Lav Kagavi Dami. For example, here everybody holds like Beis Hillel that you don't say Kol HaOmid Ligvos Kegavi Dami when it comes to a shtar. Ve'ha'amin mamon b'cheskas v'aylov. And your ma'amin the mamon in the chazaka. Motz v'chaver lav araya overrides Kol HaOmid Ligvos. Sh'ayit sarach dayanim v'lav b'yadahu k'damar gabe ger miyemar demizdakek l'beidina. V'taymed r'meir kibitzuras damyin. And let's say Rabbi Meir Shita of grapes that are ripened, that are ready to be picked, are considered as if they're harvested, kibitzuras damyin, mishum debiyado, ve'ein tzrichen legufan, because you could do that yourself, right? That's a future event that you could do. And you don't need the ground anymore. Hilkach lochashav luhu kekarka. V'hacha amar perak pehim amakashep. Gaba yaldos akelim. Dein matbilim ela an makom midah mishum de om din likatzeitz. V'gabe sara ha'ome ligzos. And let's say hair that is ome ligazes. Amar akamar de sanedra. De moderi meir de lavka gazes dami. So Rabbi Meir, even though Rabbi Meir holds kala ome livsar kibatzar dami, he does not say kala ome ligzos kagazes dami. He agrees that by hair you don't say kilu it's cut off. Mishum dashvu chayashbach. Because as long as it's still there, it is appreciating the person or the eved. Miu Rashbag Palik Viamar Kagazas Dami. Rashukam Leo says, no, even their Kagazas. To law of it in is Shashavik Lay. People don't usually leave their hair for so long. Viani Dirb Shimin Tamachrin. Tosfos goes through each one of them and says a uniqueness about each context. And therefore, you can't just say it's chada machta. Even like we said yesterday, maybe there could be a difference between something that it's ra'ui for it to happen, there's a mitzvah for it to happen, and there's pressure for you to do it versus not. Zrika, there's pressure for you to do it. Padiyah, Do you have to be podeh? Right, this came yesterday. And Tosfos continues. Well, let's get, because this is now our case. Vahani d'Rabbi Shimon. Again, very fundamental Tosfos. Again, Sota Chaf Hei Amabes. Vahani d'Rabbi Shimon Taima Achrina Isbehu V'lo Amar Ela B'Maka Mitzvah. Like we just said, Kigon Zrikas Adam Upidias Para Kishamatza Acheres Noahim Mimena Visrei Fasa. Aval Bahani d'Rabbi Meir Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but like Rabbi Meir Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, they have nothing to do with a mitzvah or something that you should do. You want to cut the hair? You want to cut the hair. You want to harvest the grapes? You can harvest the grapes. Moshaya Chai Taima. And then he talks about Shofar Shalov, Lulav Shal Ashera, right? And now, towards the end now. Vahada Amar Gabi Shofar Shal Akum, or Lulav Shal Ashera, Umin'al Avenirani Dachas Kituse Mechta Shiure. Another similar principle. That's not called Ha'omed. That's more intense in one sense. And just different. So there you might say, there's no shear. Afilu rabbanan mo demishum de iser hana'ahu velohavi ela ka'afra da'ara ba'alma v'leka shiura. There's no shear. And therefore, that's why it's not going to be usable. Upara, we'll have to get this by the Shem on the Amud Beis, chibas ha'kodesh bahani. We'll see. But now Tosfos says, v'tzara chiyun, so that was all important for today's daf and for yesterday's daf. But now we get to the question that I started off with. V'tzara chiyun, kilaya kerem, amay metam, intumas ochlin. How could kilaya kerem, even according to the Tanakhama, by Machlokas, whether kilaya kerem is betame to masochlin, how could the Tanakhama say it is betame, v'lo amar kiduzim efta shiurei, Hilkach, lecha le demuya ladadi. It's not similar. So Tosfos asks, doesn't give an answer, right? Why would there be any issue of kala omeid, sorry, not kala omeid, of tumas ochlin, if we say kituse mechtas shiurei? So the achronim help us out here. Tosfos doesn't give an answer, but the achronim help us out here that how to be mechalik between kituse mechtas shiurei and where there is no halachic shiur or versus by tumas ochlin. So he describes, right, the Minchas Baruch says, well, maybe by a mitzvah you need an achefza, a halachic chefza, not just a physical chefza. And a halachic chefza can be, the shear can be knocked down. So when you need a shofar, we need an esrog, when you need items for mitzvos, so then you could say halachically the shear is knocked down. But maybe by a reality, food. Tumas ochlin, you need to have food, an ochel. So maybe it's called an ochel. Right, even if it's kedusim echla shiurei, right now again it's just the destiny. It's not what physically is true, and therefore maybe there'll be a difference. One answer. The Torah's Gittin, the Nesivus writes elsewhere, also in Eben Ezra Kuf Chaf Dalet, right? The Nesivus is safer on Gittin. Maybe the difference is that what does kedusim echla shiurei do? It pulverizes it and makes it into crumbs. So crumbs can't make an esrog, and crumbs can't make a shofar. But crumbs altogether are still called food. So even if it's kedusha mechta shiurei, it's still ochel. And therefore, that's why it would work. Kedusha mechta shiurei hu pirur hadavar, v'lachein, shofar o lulav shel isuri hana psulim ki ein bahem shir, ki hari heim kim mefuradim, aval davar shagamim hu mefurad v'katus, hu kasher, lazei chitaran shel kedusha mechta shiurei. Where there's no problem. V'yem kein, tumas ochlin afshe tzricha shir kebeitza, aval eina kebeitza tzricha lias mechuberes yachad, bechaticha achas, v'gam im hi mifureres, harei hi umetama. What, flour can't be metama? Rice can't be metama? Lo shayach ba'kadusha mechla shiurei. Two of the suggestions given, but again, that's an important tosis for our sugya in general, and for that last line on Amud Aleph that we had by Kilaya Kerem, which has a chiyuv Srefa. So now we're back, let's go back to the conversation that we were having. Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, we're in the last line. So we're discussing Rabbi Oshia's understanding of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Shita is whenever something is aser bahana, then it is not subject to bimatami tomas ochlin, unless it had a shasa kosher. If it had a shasa kosher, so then it is matami tomas ochlin. And along the way, we quoted the brisa about para aduma. And Rabbi Shimon himself is talking. The brisa said that para aduma is matami tomas ochlin because it had a shasa kosher. And Rabbi Shimon says, even if it's being burned on the maracha, right, it's on our azesim, and it's being burned, it's still is subject to tumas ochlin because at that moment it is kolami liftos kapadu dami, as we just said. If you find a nicer paraduma, you can still burn it. Why even after you did these actions? We mentioned the Ramban and Shavuos and Daf Yud Aleph, right? Maybe because of leiv bezdin masna aleihem. Maybe because it's only kedushas bedekabayis and not kedushas aguf. Different reasons. different reasons are given. But then we mentioned a couple of ukimtas also relating to the Zrika case and relating to the Nosar case, as Beis Hashem will get back to. But now, in the middle of that conversation, we're on the last line. The Braisa also quoted about Pigol. The Braisa said, right in the middle of the Amud, that Pigol, by Kachi Kachim or Kachim Kalim, is not Mitami Tumas Ochlin. And the very next line, it said, Pigol, by Amincha, it is Mitami Tumas Ochlin. So now we're going back to that line. V'ha-pigel, bein b'kachi kachim, bein b'kachim kalim, whether kachi kachim or kachim kalim, mitzvah l'mizrakei, it's still a mitzvah to do the zrika. And the assumption is, which the Gemara is going to say beferish, but the assumption is that we're talking about a case where you did pigel during the zrika, not pigel during the shechita. So if you had a perfect shechita, so before you did zrika, so it is called omei lizrok. So if it's called Omei Lizra, Kazarik Dami, so why would Rabbi Shimon say that automatically all pigol by Kachi Kachim or Kachi Kalim is not subject to Tumas Ochlin? Right? It had a Shasa Kosher. You could have done the Zrika. And if you did the Zrika, it's Mutter Lakoanim. So that should be Heter Vibai Zarek. And if you wanted to do the Zrika, you could have been Zarek it without thinking of pigol. Vikatani Dena Matami Tumas Ochlin. And it says in the Brisa that there is no Tumas Ochlin here. So one second, doesn't that violate the ruling of Rabbi Oshia and Rabbi Shimon? That if there's ever a heter, even based on a kol ha'omed, kol ha'omed lizrok, that's good enough. So my love, the piga bezrika, and aren't we talking about a case where you were mafaga bezrika, meaning after the shechita was still a perfect karbon, and you should have said kol ha'omed lizrok kazarek dami, and therefore it has a shasa kosher, and therefore it should be shabdek to Tumas Ochlin? The Gemara says no. Who says that's the case? Lo, de pigel b'shechita. Right, you had a pigol thought during shechita, so therefore it never had a shasa kosher. It never reached the stage of kol ha'omei lizra. Aval, the Gemara said, aval pigol b'zrika mai. What? But if you were mahagah b'zrika, then in achinami, hachinami de matami tumas ochlin, then it would be matami tumas ochlin, and there would be a chilik between that, so adetani, so that instead of the next line of the brisa, bringing in mincha, adetani pigol b'mincha matami tumas ochlin, so then as the Gemara asks often, stay within the factors of the first line of behemos and liflo bedida. Bamed Ramaram, when do you say that there is no Tumas Ochlin to pick up a shechita? Because it never had a moment in time that it was Shasa Kosher that the Kohanim could have eaten it. Aval pika bezrika matami Tumas Ochlin. So why didn't you mechalik within Kachim itself? So the Gemara says, pika b'minchet zrichalei. No, there's still a chiddush for the next line. You're right, you could have said that chiluk within the factors of kachi kachim and kachim kalim, but there's still a chiddush about pigol. Why? Di'afagav, because we've mentioned often over the past couple of months, we know the dalet avodos of a mincha are parallel to the dalet avodos of a karban, an animal, shkita, kabbalah, lacha, zrika, kemitza, kabbalah, holacha, or hagasha, and haktara. So then, I would have thought that kemitza is exactly parallel to shechita. And therefore, diafagav depigav b'kemitza, dekometz b'mincha kishchita dami, afilu hachi metame tumas ochlin, ho v'haitzalo shasa kosha meikaro. Right? I would have thought that just like we said, just like we assumed implicitly that if it was a pigol during the shechita, there's no tumas ochlin, because it never had a heter, so maybe pigol during kemitza also, there wouldn't be tumas ochlin. So, kamash malan, that's the chiddush, that there was a heter, while, like we said, maybe it was hukdash b'mechubar, and all the different ukimtas that we had in the middle of yesterday's Amud Beis. So it's not exactly parallel. The kemitza is like shechita, but not fully like shechita, and therefore there's a difference between the two. Right? It relates to what we said at the beginning of yesterday's shiur, and that is kemitza, right, is not really fully Kadosh until the Kometz goes into the Klishares by the Kabbalah, and therefore there's a difference. You can consider it a Karban that has a Heter Shas Kosher even beforehand. So it's not exactly parallel. Tosus wonders on top. He still wonders, what's the Chiddush? We know it's not exactly parallel. Tema, says Tosus. Hu shechoshev Chiddush hadalo chashvinan leik hishchita linyan Tumas Ochlin. I don't know what exactly the Chiddush is. That's not exactly parallel to Shechita, Tosfos says. So the Mefarshim and Echronim try to answer up Tosfos' kasha. Just one other interesting ha'ara. The Karen Ora here notes, back on the first line on top. So what was the Havamina? The question was that if a karbon is kol ha'ome lizrok, you should say kol ha'ome lizrok kezarek dami, and therefore it's considered shasa kosher. Ask the Karen Ora. We know from various places in Sugyas and Shas that relate to this, we say kol ha'omed only once, not twice. Or let's say you have a sugya of hoel. Hoel is like a sugya of kala ome. Remember the sugya in Maseches Beitza. Hoel v'chazi l'larcha. Hoel, guests might come now, so therefore my cooking on yantif to is not an issa d'araisa, it's also an issa d'rabanan, and therefore you can make an eruv tafshilin. Good. But you can only say hoel once. You can't say hoel this, hoel that. Or we know we have it by demai. Demai is also to eat, but by an ani, we say it's a mutter. So what if somebody can make themselves into an ani? But if it's double, if it's two hoels, then we don't say that. So ask the Karenora, here, isn't it two kala omeids? Because you have to say, in order for it to be mutter to the kohanim, the blood has to be nizrak, and the emurin have to be huktar. So isn't it a double? Kol ha'omid liftos kapat, kol ha'omid lizer kazarek dami, kol ha'omid lahaktir kahuktar dami, and therefore you shouldn't say that there's a heter of shasa kosher, right? Because you don't say two. Yesh ladaktik, asked the Karen Ora. Ha'afilu zarek, akati lo chazi basar la'achila ache yukteru emurim. Right, until laktar is emurim, you can't eat. Umenatorahu. Minatorahu, kedisa b'psachem perakam minishchat, unihida achas zrika metami tumas ochlin di iboy maktir. After the zrika, then you have a kala omeid aval trei hoel minale damrinan. But here you need two factors. You can keilu have two factors. The answer is the Karenora, which some might be thinking v'tzarech lomar. It's not ma'akev. If there's a factor that's not ma'akev, so then we don't have to say kol ha'omeid. Or ki'ilu, right? If the emurin become lost or tameh, then the kohanim can eat it without doing the haktara. They can't do anything without having the zrika done. So that has to say kala omeid. V'tzarech lomar di'iku v'achilo me'haktara se'emurim lo chashav ha'kava. Kivan di'im nev du emurim habasar mutar v'achila. The kala havin, says the Karenora. And therefore, since you only have one, that's ma'akev, the other one we don't have to say, because you don't even need that. Me'ikar, me'ikar hadin. Good. We just mentioned Hoel, but keep in mind there are many, many sugyas in Shas which relate to future destiny impacting present status. Right? We mentioned all the Kala Omeids. Even within the Kala Omeids, Tosfos tells us in Sota Chavei, they're not similar. Kalmei Ligzos, Kalmei Liftos, Kala Omeid Ligvos. All of them are different. All of them have their own unique character. But even related to that, what do we have so far? We have Kedusim Echta Shire. Tosfos brought that in. Right, a future chi of Srefa. How does that impact right now? We just had Hoel. Sins, guests might come. So therefore, it is different. We've spoken in the past often of Brera. Right, Brera. A future clarity, seeing the roots of that in the past. That's again similar to a future, event being, impacting now. What about Hazmana? Hazmana milsa, hazmana la milsa. Preparing, designating something. So, does it already have the status? I designate something to be the bag for tefillin. Does it already have kedushas, tashvishe kedusha? And I can't use it for anything else? Hazmana, again, a future usage impacting, now. Yeir shalom idas, some say. Right? Once I lost something, but I don't know about it yet. But once I know about it, I will have yeyush. So, can I see the roots of that yeyush now, so that I can pick it up and there's no chiyav hashava? Right? Yeyush shalom midas. Again, many of these, matana shalom hormu kamisha hormu damyan. Right? Is there a status of heter to, whether that's applying to the shlamim or whether that's applying to actual tvua. So again, all of these are related to one another, even though they are, they're all lamafreya type of sugyas. Right? All lamafreya type of sugyas. It's trying to go backwards, halachically. But again, each one of them has their own character, even within the ones that seem to be in the same sugya, like, we're talking about now. But, that was Tosfos Zahara. Good. We continue. Amar Rav Ashi, Amrita L'Shraizek Amid Rav Nachman. Rav Ashi said this whole sugya in front of Rav Nachman, and the following was suggested. Afilu Tema, we had Ukimtas before, to explain how, according to Rabbi Shimon, it was right before, it was never called Omei Lizrok, because you did it right before Shkia, and there was no time. So we had Ukimtas to figure out the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. So Rav Ashi says, you don't have to say that. Afilu Tema Lan Mamish. Even if you want to say, you just left it over and there was plenty of time to do the zrika. V'yafilu tema pigal b'zrika. And even, you don't have to say you were mafagal in the shchita. Right? Even if you were mafagal in the zrika, and therefore you could have said kala omeid. No. Di'iboi parik amar, Iboy havizarek lo amrinan. Oh, as we were just talking about. You could say kol ha'omei liftos, like by the paraduma, but that doesn't mean you have to say kol ha'omei lizrok. You don't have to say that has an effect for Tumas Ochlin. Rabbi Shimon might hold kol ha'omei lizrok hazarek dami, but you don't have to say that has an effect for Tumas Ochlin to be called a heter. What's the difference between kol ha'omei lizrok, kol ha'omei liftos? Before we wanted to be mechalik between them, but here, what's the difference between zrika and pidya? You have to do both of them. Zrika is a mitzvah, and pidyon of a paradum, if you find an ice one, is also a mitzvah. Rashi svasemes. Rashi says, pidyon is not a maisa, while zrika is a maisa. Right? If you're lacking maisa, we have that in other contexts also. Mechusar maisa dami. Right? You can't write a get b'mechubar. Right? Because it's mechusar ktitza. You can't have any chilek. At least according to some Rishonim. Says Tosfos, I'm sorry, says Rashi here, the mechusar pidiya lav kemaisa dami, the dvarim ba'alma ninu. By pidiya, I just say words. I'm poda, the animals, so therefore, you don't need any maisa. Mashenke, when it comes to zrika, you have to do an actual zrika. Again, not all future events are equal, right? There's a difference between dibur and maisa. That is the Rashi. If you look in the Sfas Emes has a lumdish pshat. The Sfas Emes, Rashi also is lumdish, but the Sfas Emes says, zrika is creating something. Pidia is just removing something. To create is different. That didn't happen yet. To remove an existent problem, that's different. By Zrika, I'm creating a shame ochel for the Kohanim. I'm allowing them to eat it because beforehand it's Bishulchan Gavoa. V'yesh lomar atam. Right? He gets into this by asking the question. Zrika, you have to do more than you have to do Pidia. Pidia is a nice idea, but Zrika is part of the Avodas HaKarbon. So you should say just the opposite, asks the Sfas Emes. L'chora tamua adarab, Zrika vadei mitzvahib omi lakach, tfemi liftosa, v'yesh lomar. Hatam. Tekiva dekodem zrika lav barachilahi vizrika hi deshavya ochel. Zrika makes it into ochel for the Kohanim. Moshayach lomar kivan di boy zarek vahaya ata ochel ti ikra. See, it's ochel, raka, de zrika. It's nothing yet. You are creating something through the zrika. It's much harder to say. It's ki'ilu, it's here already. Aval pidyon hu rak siluk ha'iser. To be podes something, right? The paraduma is bedek habayis. When I pode it, I remove the bedek habayis. I'm not creating. It was a regular para before I made it into a paraduma. V'shaper chashav ochel achshav. Kivan di boy pode umasalik iser chashav ochel. Avazrika lav siluk iser hi raki hamatir umashi leochel. That's the lumdish trot of the Sfas Emes, different than Rashi. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara Meisvei. Klal Amar Rabbi Yeshua from the beginning of Maseches Me'ilah. Klal Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Kol Shai Saloshas Heter LaKohanim Ein Ma'alin Bo. So now we're going into a different halachic context, and we're going to see. First, we try to compare them, and then the Gemara ultimately will reject the comparison. Kol Shai Saloshas Heter LaKohanim Ein Ma'alin Bo. If the Kohanim ever had a heter to eat whatever you're talking about, there's no more Me'ilah. Right? Me'ilah is only by Gavoha. Shal Gavoha. But if there was a heter lakohanim, there's no me'ilah. V'chol shalo ha'isa lo shas heter lakohanim all in bow. And if there was no shas heter, so then there's still an iser me'ilah for kohanim. V'ezu shas heter lakohanim. What's an example of there was a shas heter and therefore there's no longer a iser of me'ilah? Shelana v'she nitmeis v'she yatsa. If it was a good karbon and then it was left over or became tame or went out. So it had a shas heter lakohanim and then it got a problem. The Ezuhi Shaloh is a Shasatur Lakonim, and what is considered it never had a Shasatur? Shinishchata Chutzlazmana, the Chutzlam Koma, right? You had an improper thought by the Shechita, Vishakiblu Psulin, Vizarku Azdama. Fine. Ktani Mia Resha, but what does the first line say? Shalonov Shinitva Vishayatza. That's all called Shasatur Lakonim. So, my lav lana mamish, doesn't that mean actual lon, meaning you didn't even do the Zrika? The basar and the dam, you didn't do the zrika. And here, what does it say? V'hacha d'ibay havizareku. It's a case of you could have done the zrika, but you didn't. V'ketani dein malin. And it says, there's no me'ila, meaning, kolom elizra, kazarek dami. Right? You didn't do the zrika. Isn't that the case of the Mishnah? And therefore, why is there no more me'ila? It must be ki'ilu. It's already mutter lakonim. Kolom elizra kazarek dami. What do you mean? We just said you don't say that. We just said you say ibai parik, but you don't say ibai zarek to give it the status. of Ochel to say that it's no longer Me'ila. So the Gemara first tries to say, no, re-understand that sugya from the beginning of Me'ila. You did this Rika. Lo, Re'uya Latzeis, Re'uya Tamei, Re'uya Lin. You did this Rika. So it's Mamish Mutter for the Kohanim to eat. And they didn't because it became Tamei or you took it out or it was left over. Avalina Mamish, Mai, Hachanami Demolin. But what? If it was Lina Mamish, that means if you didn't do this Rika. Meaning if you couldn't have done this Rika, then we would say there's still Me'ila. Hachanami Demolin. So then says the Gemara, so that we should have used a different language. Hi. Kol shahayalo shasheter lakonim. Because shalo haisalo shasheter lakonim. Past tense. No, past tense is used for ra'ui. Kol sheyesh lo, what you could have done. Kol sheyesh lo shasheter lakonim ein mo'alin bo. Kol sheein lo shasheter lakonim mo'alin bo. Mi bo'ile. Says the Gemara, you should have used the present. Kol sheein lo, if you needed the actual act to be done. Right? If you did it, then it's mutter. If it's done, then it's mutter. If it's not done, then it's usser. If you can use the past tense to say, if it was ra'ui, so then it's kilu what was done. It would have been a better lashon, more exact lashon, to use the kol sheyesh lo or kol sheein lo if it was, you need the actual act to be done, right? And therefore, says the Gemara, we reject this, suggestion to try to, be a, given ukimta to that beginning of Maseches Me'ila, and rather we were just machalik between the context. Ella Amar Avashi, Ella is always a new answer. Me'ila Tuma Karamis. What are you comparing Me'ila to Tuma for? There's a difference between Kol Haro'is. So now, this is another chilek. We've said up until now, we started off with Tosas and Sota, that all of these Kol Haro'is are different. So now we're saying, even if Kol Haro'i might be one principle, it impacts different halachos differently. And you might say Kol Haro'i here and not Kol Haro'i there. So here's an example. Me'ila Tuma Karamis, Me'ila Mishum Kedusha V'lav Kedusha Hi. Me'ila has to do with, does it still have full Kedusha or not? So it's a halachic, like we said before, it's a halachic reality. Does it have Kedusha or not? So we would be able to say that when something is Ra'ui, it could remove the halachic Kedusha. L'batzer tepakala Kedusha say, b'mai hajarachvala. Right, once you have ro'i lizrok, so we say it's ki'ilu it was done, so the iser doesn't come back on. And therefore, kol ha'omed lizrok is enough to change the status of mi'ila to no mi'ila. Tuma, mishum ochla, vilav, ochlahu. Right, it's because of whether this has the status of ochel or not, by Tumas Ochlin. Kol hecha, the bach and the shita, take out the next three lines. And they just read, Kal Hecha, Lo Mashvi Le Ochla, Velo Metame Tumas Ochlin. Lo Maisa, what's the point? The point is, it goes by whether it's physically food or not. Whether it's physically Ochla or not. And here, until you do this Rika, they physically cannot eat it. It's Usr. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's Usr Bahano, and therefore it's not Metame Tumas Ochlin. Therefore, there's a difference between Me'ila, which is a halachic reality, where you could say, Kal Ha'omed Lizra Kizarak Dami, while Tumas Ochlin, you need Lo Maisa, is it Mutter to eat? It's Mutter to eat this Ochel. And therefore, there's differences in halacha between Tumas Ochlin and Me'ila, even though they're both on a Daraisa level. Even though they're both on a Daraisa level. The Dvir HaKodesh here discusses, again, just trying to understand this line of the Gemara. This is an Os, Tafkuf Lamed Beis. So still, even Tumas Ochlin is a halachic reality, whether it's mutter to eat or not. Still, you know, not so far away from Me'ila. We're still talking about halachic realities. Ulam Yesh Lomar, so he just explains it a little more. Dela Ashvuye Ochel Be'inan Litzar Shem Ochel Bedavar. V'yalze Lo Aminan to call Yochel Lizro Kizarek Shahari B'mitzius Eino Ochel. V'lo Shayech Al Yedeshe Yochel Hoyalasos Lakabel Shem Ochel. For someone to get a Shem Ochel, you can't say Kol Haro'i. Right? For someone to get a Shem Ochel. By Tumas Ochlin, you have to create a Shem Ochel. And to create a Shem Ochel, you can't do that by potential. But when it comes to Me'ila, maybe you're not trying to create anything. You're just trying to, like similar to what the Sas Emeser said, you're just trying to remove an Isser. to remove an iser, that could go by something potential. Thinking about it now is very similar to the Sfas Emes, right? Creation versus removal, and therefore there is a difference. This relates to what we discussed yesterday, I think, right? Whether the assumption of this is that by Tumas Ochlin you have to create the Shem Ochel, and you can't do that. So we mentioned that's a machlokas. Rashi in the Sefer HaChinuch have that lashon, that it's not a Shem Ochel until it's Huchsha L'Kabel Tuma. Again, this is not about Huchsha L'Kabel Tuma, but it's about a similar idea, but giving it a Shem Ochel. So you might have a similar idea. If you say that it's not about giving it a Shem Ochel, so then it would have a more difficult time being Mechalik. Okay, good. Let's continue. Meisvei. So another example, trying to bring a kasha relating to the Kala Omid or not. Says the Gemara, Meisvei, Hamei vi Asham Tali, quoting from Maseches Krisus. Hamei vi Asham Tali, we know an Asham Tali is brought whenever I did an Avera. That if I did it for sure, I bring a Karban Chatas. If I'm not sure if I did it, I have to bring an Asham Tali. Until I know otherwise. If I find out, even if I brought an Asham Tali, if I then find out that I did the Avera Bevadai, I'm Chayav Chatas. If I find out that I didn't do the Avera, that's the subject here. Maybe Hashem Tali v'noda lo shalo chata, and I realized that I did not sin. So im ad shalo nishchat, if shchita wasn't done yet, noda lo. So machlokas. Yetsi v'yirba eder de Rebbe Meir. Or Meir says it loses all of its kedusha, meaning it's gilui das that it was never a karbon. You were never chayiv an Hashem Tali, and therefore it's a chulin animal. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. The hakdasha was basically al tnai. That I'm chayiv to bring this animal, and if I'm not chayiv to bring the animal, so then I am not going to bring it, and it loses its kedusha. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. V'chachamim omrim yirashi yistayiv. No, once you amakdish it for an Hashem Talui, it's kadosh. Yirashi yistayiv, it has to graze until it gets a mum. V'yimacher, and it's sold. V'yiplu damal v'nadava, and then you'll bring with the money, you'll bring an ola with it. Right? The Chachamim say that Rashi quotes here the Gemara in Krisus, where the Gemara there quotes the Svaris, mitoch shalibo nokfo gomar umakdishla. Because I'm misupik, whether I did an aver or not, it's not al tanai. I'm giving this carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm giving it to the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, Gomer Umakdish, even if I end up not having done the Avera. The Stifler discusses this in Maseches Krisus. Why is this? If you didn't do the Avera, you didn't do the Avera. So he discusses whether, according to the Rabbanan, is it just, he has two formulations. Bipshuto akomi din tanai. According to Rabbi Meir, it's tanai. This is Simon Yud Aleph in Krisus. Da anasadi shalo hikdash asham elam ke nitzarech bol hakrivo. That's Rabbi Meir. Avalof neakravaso yisparish ein sor karban ze adad tahaki lo hikdash. And the Rabbanan say, the Rabbanan sari mitosh alibo nokfo har yomakdash aso beloshim tanai. Beloshim tanai. Aval kalpanim la atzad shalo basof lo yizvadelo v'yizokak lakravaso asham. That's the Lachar the Machlokas. He says, he wonders though, but how does it switch to Yiplu Damav Lenadava? Meaning is the original Hakdash of the Rabbanan, Gomar Umakdish. So that's somewhat of Tanai, because Gomar Umakdish, if I need to bring an Asham Tali, it's an Asham Tali. If I end up not bringing an Asham Tali, I'm bringing a carbon Ola. So is that in the original Hakdasha too, according to the Rabbanan? Because it switches what it is. It goes from Rashi and Talit to bring an Ola. So he has that discussion. Tahadar mina gomar umakdish hainu shemakdish oso kedushas Ola l'nidva sibur. Shela hatzad she'enu mechuyev asham gomar umakdish she'i kedushaso kedushas moser asham. She'azil la'ola l'nidva sibur v'kavanasa she'i bekedushas Ola v'ola b'menedava. So you have to, it's a little tricky. Even according to the Rabbanan Shita, says the Kehilas Yaakov in Simen Yud Aleph. Good. So that's the Rabbanan Shita. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, third day, Yakriv. No, you're Makrivit as an Asham. Why? Shemeno Baal Chetzeh, Hariyu Baal Chetzeh Acher. So if it was not for this Avera, it's for a different Avera. Right, and the Gemara Krisus, Rashi quotes here again, Krisus Daf Chafei, the Mishnah there, that there are some Tanam, and that's what Rebbe Lazar holds, that you could give Asham Talis every day. An Asham Tali does not have to go based on this specific potential Suffolk event. Nobody's perfect. Ein Tzadik Baratz HaShayas Dov Lo Yechta. So we all do Averas that we don't realize. So you can bring an Asham Tali B'chol Yom. Good. That has ramifications in terms of saying the Yiratzon every morning. There's a minhag that some say the Yiratzon after every Mishnah in Ezeo Makomon. Yiratzon kilagrafti ola, Yiratzon kilagrafti shlamim. Do you say that by Chatos? No. Do you say that by Asham? Maybe. Right, that's the Mahari Abuhav, I think. The Beis Yosef has a discussion of the Achronim. Right, whether you say, Yehi Ratzon, what do you mean, Asham? You can't bring an Asham, Asham is not Ba, Bin Nedava. Aye, Asham Talui. Maybe there's some Tanoim, Mesadev Adam Asham Talui B'chol Yom. That's Rabbi Elezer Shita here, connecting to the Mishnah in Krisus on Daf Chafei. Good. So, three Shitas in the Tanoim. What do you do if I'm mafresh and awesome talu and I found out I did not sin before the shechita? So now, misha nishchat, but once the shechita is done, no dalo, the shechita is done, so now I find out that I didn't sin, andami shafech labasar yisaref. So then, just, the carbon is, you have to let it burn, you have to burn it. You have to burn it. So that is the machlokas in the Rishonim. Is that only according to certain of the Tanaim, not all the Tanaim, or is that only according to Rabbi Meir or others? Okay, not for now. Nizrak Hadam, but what happens if you already finished the Avodah? You did Srikas Hadam of the Asham Tali already. And then a person finds out that he did not sin. So then Abbasar Yochel, the Mishnah says, so then it could be eaten. Abbasar Yochel, because you already have done the Avodah, and if you've done the Avodah, so then it is all, it's as the language of the Mishnah there, and Rashi quotes it here, Kipra Sveka V'Hochala. It's done. It's done, and therefore you could eat the nothing wrong. You could eat the meat. Vabasar Yochel. Good. V'amar Rabbi Yosi Amar Afilu Adam Bakosi Zarek Vabasar Yochel. Rabbi Yosi says even if you didn't do the Zrika, if you're omei to do the Zrika, you're about to do the Zrika, it's also good. Do the Zrika and the Basar could be eaten. V'amar Rava, and Rava says, what's the svar of Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi Veshitas Rabbi Shimon Amar Damar Kol Omei Liftos Kizarek Kol Omei Lizra Kizarek Dami, and it's already considered Ochel Shel HaKohanim. Kasha, right, we just said you don't say that by Tumas Ochlin to make it Nechshav to be called Ochel. So here, why is it Mutter for the Kohanim? Right, we're not talking about Mi'ila here, just removing Kedusha. We're talking about making it Mutter for the Kohanim, creating. So the Gemara says, maybe Rav is wrong. Mi dihav hutaima, is that the real reason for Rabbi Yosi? Right, is that what we say? Because of Kazarik Dami, there's a different reason you can say for Rabbi Yosi. Not connecting into Rabbi Shimon Shita. Amri b'ma'arava mishpeh Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. Hainu taimed Rabbi Yosi. Tekasavar, nothing to do with Kala Omeid. Tekasavar, klisharis makachin, es apsulin l'chachila likarev. No, it's because the klisharis is makadesh even psulin. And therefore, even if you find out that it is puzzle, once it's in the kli, you still do the zrika. Even if it's possible, you still do the Zrika, so it's not called the Omid Lizrok. You do the Zrika. And if you do the Zrika, so then that's why it's going to be Mutter, Habasar, Yeachel. Good. Amar Le Rav Ashi, the Rav Kahana. So now, general point of what we have been discussing, Mida Amar, from the fact that we see at least in certain halachic contexts, Mida Amar of Shimon, Kalami Lizrok, Kazarek Dami, Kalami Lizrof, Nami, Kasarif Dami. So we're comparing these two, Kol Omeid Lizra, Kol Omeid Lisrof. So says the Gemara. So now let's go back to the Braisa we quoted. Nosar u'para. We had a discussion by Nosar and Para. My matami tumas ochlin. Afra ba'almaninu. Nosar and Para Duma are Kol Omeid Lisrof. So why should there be a discussion of tumas ochlin when it comes to the Para Duma or Nosar? It's Ki'ilu. It's Afra ba'alma because it is Kol Omeid Lisrof. And therefore, how could there even be a discussion of Tumas Ochlin? Omar Le. So Rav Kahana answers, Chibas HaKodesh Machshartan, as we discussed. Chibas HaKodesh, the way that we look at the beloved nature, the way that Klal Yisrael loves Kachim, we're able to break rules. So again, this is a unique application. What did we say yesterday for the Menchas Chinuch? Menchas Chinuch says you can look at items that are not edible as if they're food, like wood or ketores. Or you could look at items that are not Hokshal HaKabal Tumah to say that they are Hokshal HaKabal Tumah. So now what's this saying? You're able to look at items that are Ki'ilu, they're burned as if they're not burned? Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, Nehita Mahanyilu Chibas HaKodesh Le'Efsulei Tegufei. You're able to say Chibas HaKodesh, give something of Psul HaGuf, meaning it's considered Tumah, it's considered Roy HaKabal Tumah already. L'Kriya Tumah Nami L'Mimnei Be'Rishon V'Sheni. Is it considered Tameh, that it has a shear, that it could be metame other items? Do we go that far? Like Chibas HaKodesh allows it not to say Kesarif Dami is considered Tumas Ochlin to be metame others? If that's true, Tifsha, why don't you prove the following Reish Lakish's Ibaya? Deboy Reish Lakish, Tsrid Shel Menachos. What's a Tsrid of Menachos? It's dry flour that the oil didn't get to. What's the case? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says you just have a lump, you put the oil into the flour, and you have a clump of flour that the oil didn't get to. So that's not Mukshar L'kabal Tuma, possibly, because it didn't have oil. That's where Reish Lakish's question. So Mon in Bo Rishon V'Sheni, Oein in Bo Rishon V'Sheni. Right, is that good enough? Is that considered Hukshar, but because the oil didn't get there? Tosfos, not Tosfos here, Tosfos in Chulon and Daf Lamed Vav, argues with Rashi. Tosfos says, no, Rashi, if you're talking about a mincha with oil, even if the oil doesn't touch every part of the flour, it's all called Hukshar, the Kli's Mitzarif it. The Kli is Mitzari is everything that's in it, and therefore, even if there are some parts of the flour that the oil didn't get to, Tosfos said, that's not what Srid Shel Menachos are. Tosfos says there, V'yitztarif Kli l'inyin hekshar k'ilu hukshar kulo, k'moshe v'tzarif l'inyin tuma. Midachziv, or we had this earlier, kaf achas, asa kasev, l'chom asheb kaf achas, de mincha nivleles b'kli shareis. And therefore, Tosfos says, I disagree with Rashi. We're not talking about a case of a mincha where you put the oil in and it didn't touch all of the flour, and we're talking about the dry part. Says Tosfos, you know what we're talking about? We're talking about a minchas chote. Minchas chote has no oil. That's it. Is a minchas chote, is that hokshal kabal tuma? That's the shaila of Reish Lakish. Tosfos Harosh, there in Chulin, on Daf Lamed Vav, quotes this Tosfos, and then quotes a Rebbe Moshe, that Aram, Reish Mem, that answers for Rashi. V'Aram mitaris kushyasam al Rashi. What would Rashi answer? You have to be mechalik between Sirif Latuma, that's what Kaf Achas teaches us. If part of this is Tame, it's all Tame, versus Sirif for Hechsher L'Kabal Tuma. Rashi would say, that whole sugya of Sirif is only Litzaref Tuma. Part of it's Tame, it's all Tame. But Litzaref, to say it's all Hukshar, who says that? So as Machlokas Rashi tells us what the Tsrid is, but that is the issue. This relates, that's what the Achronim say, maybe this Machlokas Rashi does, it relates to what does Hukshal Kabal Tuma do? Does it give it a Shem Ochel? Does it only open up the spiritual pores? You know, that might be connected to this Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Good. There is a very important comment of the Chazon Ish. So the Gemara here says, Chibas HaKodesh Machshartan. So if you look here in the Gilyon HaShas, Ayin Yuma Tosfos Memches, and Turiyevin Chagiga Chav Gimel, should be Chav Gimel, not Chav Aleph. So, what's he saying? So, we gotta look it up. Tosfos in Yuma on Daf Chav Ches says that after the Parah Aduma is burned, the Afer has no Tuma. The Afer has no Tuma. That's what Tosfos in Yuma says. Mem Ches, I read the line. Mem Ches Mabeis, it's a Tosfos that starts on Amud Aleph, it goes over to Amud Beis. Says Tosfos, De Afer Chatos Ein Lo Tuma Da Raisa. V'imi shum chibas hakodesh halo shaycha b'kashenas es efer kidemashma sof perak atchelas. He quotes the Gemara earlier in Menachas and Nafnun Aleph, where the Gemara said by efer para shelo yimol in ve'efera, you shouldn't have meila when it comes to the efer because it's already efer. So Tosfos says once the para duma is burned up, there's no tuma by it. That's what Tosfos says. Asks the Turei Evan in Chagiga, isn't that Tosfos against our Gemara? Because what does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says, but the Efer Para, it's Kala Ome Lisrof Kisarif Dami, and therefore it shouldn't be Mitami Tumas Ochlin, who says, Chibas HaKodesh Machsharta, Chibas HaKodesh allows it. Chibas HaKodesh allows it to have a shear. One second, it's not Mitame. Kala Ome Lisrof Kisarif Dami, and then we say, no, it's not Kisarif Dami. But if it's actually Saruf, Tosfos says, it's not Mitame anything. So how could our Gemara say Kala Omei Lisrof Kisarif Dami, and it's still in the world of Tumas Ochlin? Says the Chazon Ish about Paraduma, and again it's already a Musar Haskel that the Chazon Ish on Taros is just as fat or even fatter than some of the other volumes. So the Chazon Ish in Para Simin Vav Os Yud, it must be that even if you say Kolom Elisra of Kesarif Dami, it's not exactly the same halachas as Sarif. And even if it's actually Sarif, and if it's ashes, ashes cannot be Matame. But Ke'ilu with ashes can still be Matame. You can still be Mechalik. The Had Omar, he quotes the Tosfos, and he quotes the Turei Evan. And then he quotes, "V'adam Rabbi Menachas Kuf Beis the Bahani Bechibas Hakodesh Hainu Kodem Sreifa the Adayan Yeshba Mitzvah Sreifa V'lo Nigmaru Avodasa V'lo Mahani Bazek Kesarif Dami Lavatel Chibas Shel Kodesh." And you have to say it's not exactly the same, even if it's as a mitzvah. You say Kolam Adasar Kesarif Dami, it's not exactly like it's Sarif. And therefore, that's how you can answer Tosfos's kasha. It is interesting. Also, the Rishonim discuss that Paraduma itself is a unique category of Hektish. And it's not really here now, but it's a carbon, but it's not really a carbon. Right? We burn it, and there's, let's say, Shalol Lishma problems. If you do a Machshava Shalol Lishma by the Paraduma, it can ruin it, but it's burned on Harazesim. So it's Bedek HaBayis, but it's a unique type of Bedek HaBayis. Paraduma itself is a interesting sugya. Okay, Mishnah. Says the Mishnah now, we had this Mishnah quoted earlier, way back on Dav Gimel, 100 daf ago. Omer, hare alai, I'm sorry, did I finish? I didn't read the last line. Kimi boile, the Reish Lakish, daraisa, ki kamrin under Rabbanan. So the answer is, why didn't we use this answer, Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish was asking on a daraisa level, and we're dealing with a Durabanan issue, which relates to the sugi, but the Chibas HaKodesh is Daraisa Durabanan. We mentioned yesterday from the Minchas Chinuch, maybe some of it might be Daraisa, some of it might be Durabanan, but either way, that was the Gemara. Again, why don't we use this question? If we say Chibas HaKodesh allows, creates Tumah to be Matame others, why don't we say that Reish Lakish could use this as an answer? The answer is no, this is only a Durabanan application of the Chibas HaKodesh, or is it saying that Chibas HaKodesh is all Durabanan? That's the Shaila. Is this application of Chibas HaKodesh Rabbanan, or it's all, but Reish Lakish was asking on a Daraisa level. Good. Says the Mishnah. Remember earlier we had a Mishnah Daf Samach Gimel that discussed what's the difference between Machvas and Marcheshes. Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. Whether it's different Kalim or the same Kli, just whether it had walls or not. That was a Chiluk in the Mishnah. So now, Omer Arei Alei B'Machvas, Behevi B'Marcheshes. Somebody says, I hereby make a neder to bring a mincha machvas. And he brings marcheshes. Be marcheshes vevi machvas. Or the opposite. Mashehevi hevi, what you brought is great. We'll accept it. Vide chovas alo yotza, but you are not yotza your neder. Right? We assume that you're bringing another one. Zu, but if it's a nedava, zu lahavi be machvas. This flower I'm going to bring as a machvas. In a machvas. Hevi marcheshes, marcheshes vevi machvas. Hari zipsula, that's puzzle. Because you designated this flower to be brought in a certain pan, and you didn't, so it's puzzle. Ha'ome hare alai shnei esronos, lahavi be kliyachad, vehevi be shnei kalim. If somebody says, I hereby promise to bring two esronos in one kli, and I brought it in two kalim, be shnei kalim, hevi be kliyachad, ma shehevi hevi vide chavasa lo yatsa. Exactly what we said before. Right? We assume that you're bringing another one. That's how we can be omed your das. Elu bikli echad, vehevi bishnei kelim, bishnei kelim vehevi bikli echad, arei elu psulim. So I think if you designate to do something specifically, so then, and you didn't do it in this flower, so then it's a problem. And it's possible. Hare alai shnei esronos lavi bikli echad. So what happens if you say, I'm going to bring a neder, bring these two esronos in kli echad. So we say usually that means you're going to bring, you're decided to bring a different one. Vehevi bishnei kelim. And I bring it in two kelim. And people stop you and say, Amrulo, but kliyachan adarta. But what's that? Didn't you say one? You said one, not two. And you didn't see, and you just continue doing, going. Hikrivan bishnei kelim, psulim. Right? Cause there you can't be mafarish. He didn't say, I'm bringing another one. He just looked at them and continued. So there, we're gonna say pasul because we assume that you're changing what you wanted to do. And that's not what you wanted to do, so it's possible. B'kliyachad ksheirin, but b'kliyachad, if you change it to kliyachad, so then it would be kosher. Hare, or the opposite. Hare alai b'shnei esronos lahavi b'shnei kelim. I'm going to bring it in two. Vevi b'kliyachad. Amru lo b'shnei kelim nadarta. Hekriva b'shnei kelim. If you switched it and put it into two ksheirin, then fine. Naso lo kliyachad, kishtei menachash in his arvu. But if you put it into one kli, so then, if you kept it in one kli, a little difficult in the words, but kishe menachash in arvu, and therefore it would be pasul. Vitzricha, and you need all of these cases in the Mishnah. Di yashminan ha'ka ma'is, if you only have the cases of the pans, the different types of pans, mishum da'amar b'machvas v'ka ma'isim b'marcheshes, that's why it's, you were not yotze, you're neder. Aval ha'cha, but here where it's just a number of kalim. Di'idi v'idi b'machvas, idi b'marcheshes, eime nidronami yatza. Maybe you're also yotze, you're neder. Because it's just a quantitative difference, not a qualitative jump. And if you want to only say the seifa, maybe there, because it's a different size. It would also be good, Tzricha, that's why you need both cases. And Tana Rabbanan, we end off, Mashahevi Hevi Vide Nidra Lo Yatza. Right, the Brisa says, like what the Mishnah says, and Rabbi Shimon argues, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Avi de Nidro Nami Yatza. You a Yotzi or Nadir, even with a different one. Why? Because remember the Mishnah, the Gemara earlier, and Daf Gimel said, Kfiusa Demana Lav Klumhu. Rabbi Shimon says, the Kfius of a Kli is not Koveya, right, and therefore, the Gemara said earlier, that's what Rabbi Shimon would say, it is Mutter, you don't look at it so, you know, look at it so differently, each of the kalim. Okay, that's Reb Shimon Shita. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue next time. Continuing here in Maseches Menaches, the last week of Maseches Menaches.